He won't bother you. He's a busy man. He's got things to do.
It's all here Saturdays from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. Folk Everything with Hugh on CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston.
Well, hey, how are you doing? It's Tuesday. I'm Jonathan Whitford, and this is Coasting. Well, it's great to have you along today. I'm looking forward to sharing a couple of hours with captivating new tunes that I discovered this week. Let's hear the Eisenhowers, David. Well, hey, how are you doing? It's Tuesday. I'm Jonathan Whitford, and this is Coasting. Well, it's hard to believe it is Tuesday again, but I got another great show filled with sparkling new tunes from Meteor Heist, San Andreas Fault, and The Trouts. Out in Victoria, we got a great track from Rhea George. While we're there, let's also spin something from Bella White. You'll hear some beautiful new music from Common Holly, and let's check out a brand new single from Eamon McGrath. So coming up later on, let's find out about a museum of failure that Vancouverites are buzzing about. But for right now, let's get things started with two songs from Robot Ghost and Luca Fogale. Let's talk about putting up a fight. Don't go away, we got all that more right here in Coasting, where arguments are just debates, where no one wins, but sarcasm gets the trophy. Well, thanks so much for joining me here today on Coasting. Our show is recorded and produced at Radio Western on the campus of Western University in London, Ontario. 10 Fay is generously given permission to use Coasting from their album Hit the Light as our theme song. Well, Operational Defiance is the opening track on Biomachina, the latest album by experimental outfit Robot Ghost. Steve Gladson is behind a solo project that blends audio fusion, glitch textures, and atmospheric soundscapes. And before that, Challenger is a new single by Burnaby, BC singer-songwriter Luca Fogali, released as part of his album of the same name. The track blends a signature folk-inspired warmth with introspective lyrics about resilience, breaking cycles, and carrying on forward. Well, Fortunate is up next. Their dark atmospheric sound emphasizes emotional lyrical storytelling. Here's Promises You Know You Can't Keep on Coasting.
Don't tell me dreams in a bottle of dust. I've seen them crack, I've seen them rust. You paint the sky, but the colors run. I'm not your shadow, I'm not your sun. Your words are feathers in the wind. They scatter fast, they never land. I hold them tight, but they slip through my hand. A fragile hope, a broken strand. You build me up with paper dreams, then tear them down at the seams. Don't tell me promises you know you can't keep. Don't sing me lullabies to put my heart to sleep. I see the cracks, I hear the lies. Your truth's a mask, your love's disguise. Don't tell me promises you know you can't. Cheap, but they don't come free. Don't sell me love. That's make believe. Your golden words are a house of cards. Fall apart when the wind hits hard. You write a story with a broken pen, and I won't read it. Not again. You paint the sky with empty hues. A canvas full of trace the lines, I see the clues. Your castle crumbles with the news. The same old song, a tired refrain, a melody that ends in pain.
Been making friends
the monster you left with me in the dark. No matter how hard I try, I keep finding myself wasted on the rocks, on maybe I wouldn't be here if you would have been there. I flew 4,088 miles as I could, try to lose time, but no matter, no matter how hard I try, on the rocks, on sapphires and peach stumps. Maybe I wouldn't be here. You would have been there. Wasted on the rock, on sapphires and peach stumps. I wouldn't be here, and you should have been there.
Well, Wasted on the Rocks is a title track from Ty Berendina's debut album. The Kelowna artist tells us the song blends confessional singer-songwriter storytelling with a pop-leaning melodic sensibility, centering on themes of distance, heartbreak, and self-reckoning. And prior to that, Promises You Know You Can't Keep is a track by Prince Edward Island experimental rock electronic project Fortunate. The song explores themes of broken trust and fragile hope, pairing poetic lyrics with dark atmospheric instrumentation. You'll find it on their January album, Neon Omens. But here's Eamon McGrath, the prolific Canadian songwriter originally from Edmonton, now based in Windsor. His work spans punk, rock, and folk, with over 300 songs in his catalog. Let's hear Safely Arrived on Coasting.
When you feel as hollow as a distant burning star, the hum of the highway drowned out by the cars. You reach for tomorrow, but it always seems so far. We all become shadows, shadows of what we really are. I thought I was lonesome, knew all the loneliness. I thought I found freedom, I carved my obelisk, surrounded by people, my audience, a dilated pupil. Now I feel the closing of the lid. Shut for so long, trying to remember just where I belong. The ring of the church bell.
bells, the chime of the dawn, the crash of the ocean, the crack of the ground that we're on. Morning's a sign that another morning safely arrived. Morning's a sign that another morning safely arrived. Safely arrived. Safely arrived. I sank down so low to the bottom of the world. I was weighed down by treasure, by gold and by pearls. But by any measure, I'm glad I survived. 'Cause once I saw snow, I knew I had safely arrived. Safely arrived.
So Beautiful and Rare is one of three tracks on the new EP by Timothy Godfrey and Back from the Future. Tim explains Beautiful and Rare is about life's struggles and its ultimate destination. Although one's life is material and finite, life will go on as long as there's air to breathe, water to drink, and food to eat. Even as we die, life surrounds us everywhere. And ahead of that, Safely Arrived is a new single by Eamon McGrath, released as part of his January compilation Analog Requiem for a Digital World. After a decade plus of near-constant road work, he shaped his reputation as a DIY road warrior. Where's the change in sound direction? Let's spin some bluegrass picking from Montreal Bal Bazard Pêcheur. It's Real de Rubin on Coasting. So Real de Rubin is the second track on Bellamy Simon's Basta Cure, a new album by the Quebec traditional folk group Bal Bazard Pêcheur. The outfit works in a Quebecois old-time fiddle tradition, mixing ragtime-influenced instrumentals and classic folk. Well, it's time for some messages, but stay with us. We're back to talk about a stone-cold robbery. Until then, let's step back into 2017 and spin Love Among the Ruins from Stratford solo act August Aghast.
greetings and a warm welcome to the Pantheon. I'm your host, Madeline. The Pantheon is an auditory feast where you're expected to leave any and all reservations at the door. We will explore a different theme each week based on concepts found in literature, music, and mythology. So for those seeking an adventure, tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM on Thursdays at 8 p.m., and I'll see you there.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Cataraqui on Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee land.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. My name is Cindy. Sorry. And this is absolutely frivolous. Welcome to the show. Welcome to CFRC. And welcome if you're a first-time listener. We have been around for over 100 years, CFRC. And frankly, if you don't know about us by now, I'm really surprised. To be fair, if you're not from the Kingston area, perhaps you have an excuse. But honestly, we do a lot of outreach. We do a lot of good things in the community. And we're on the air. And we're on Kajiko, too. Apparently, we also have a channel on Kajiko. Actually, I'm not sure if we still do. I should check that. To be honest with you. But yes, we are out there in the world. And I hope if this is your first time, you will continue to listen to CFRC 101.9 FM and check out our website too, cfrc.ca. Lots of good information there about our wonderful station, which has been around since, like I said, over 100 years, since 1922. Woohoo! And we're still kicking. And I hope we kick around for quite a few more years anyway. If you're new to this show, of course, Absolutely Frivolous is a comedy show. You may not know that. And I've been doing it for a while. I bounce around the schedule every once in a while, and I'm very happy to be here now on Thursday mornings. And just a preface, the comedy I play is mostly stand-up stuff, but I will do funny songs, sketch comedy, and the occasional interview as well. And I try to bleep out things, swear words and stuff, and I try to check over the type of topic that the comedian might be talking about. And so it's so subjective, though, comedy. And what makes you laugh or doesn't make you laugh, and what offends you. So if you are offended by anything I play on my show, I apologize. CFRC apologizes. This is not our intent at all. Of course, we want to entertain, to educate, to make people laugh and think and just have a good time and enjoy the station. So if there is offense that has been made, we do apologize for that. Again, not our intention at all. So if any of the pieces that I have coming up, the one by Joy Coy or the first one by Craig Fay, both very, very funny guys talking about different things. I hope you enjoy it. I certainly did. And this is part of the problem with bleeping swear words at this time of day for this time of day of show. Sometimes I'm laughing while I'm editing and I miss swear words. So again, if that gets missed, that wasn't my hope. I'm hoping to catch every swear word or pseudo swear word maybe. Because sometimes I play British comedy. So something that is a swear word in Britain but not here doesn't really register always. And so I don't always bleep it. Sometimes I will bleep it because I know we have people from overseas. Sometimes the British swear words are just too offensive for them. And I apologize for that, too. So it's just that kind of a day. It's a Thursday morning. And we're getting started for the long weekend because everybody knows, of course, that Family Day is on Monday. So, yay. But you're not here to listen to me talk. I do invite everyone, though, of course, go to cfrc.ca. There's always good information and good events listed as well. I'm always impressed by the amount of fascinating things going on in Kingston and how we list them on our website. So I will start you off with Craig Fay, and he's going to talk about gym class and science. He's a pretty funny guy. Enjoy. Keep tuning into CFRC.ca and keep listening to Absolutely Frivolous here on 101.9 FM.
So hi everybody, my name is Craig Fay, glad to be here. Just to let you know a little bit about myself, I actually have a degree in mechanical engineering. Boo! Work so hard I cry and I get a boo. Wonderful. Honestly, I think that goes to show that if you set your mind to something and work hard, you can accomplish anything. And now I'm doing comedy, which just goes to show you can accomplish anything and still disappoint your parents. I don't know, I got my degree despite the fact that I can't multiply. I can't multiply numbers together. Like as a kid, I had this weird like mental block with it where I couldn't remember anything that multiplied to be 24. So like my teacher would be sitting there drilling me and she'd be like, okay, Craig, what's 2 times 8? 16. What's 4 times 8? 32. What's 3 times 8? And I still have trouble with it to this day. Like, I end up going to the beer store and I'd be like, all right, there's 4 of us drinking. We're each going to drink about 6 beers each. Which means I should get a... And the guy behind the counter gives you such a weird look when you ask for 4 six-packs and to put it in a big box. So I'm not good at math, but that actually wasn't my worst subject in school. My worst subject was actually gym class. I hated gym class. Anyone else hate gym class? A couple people. Everyone else was popular. I don't have any lunch money. I was okay with gym class when it was all about like chasing each other around on scooters and playing What Time Is It, Mr. Wolf. I was fine with that. But then I just showed up one day and they're like, we're playing sports! And I guess somehow the other kids already knew the rules. Because I guess they'd learned them while I was running around pretending to be a velociraptor. The justification for it too was no, Craig, we gotta learn organized sports because it helps teach young people confidence and promotes physical fitness. Confidence? What elementary school sports are you watching? The only people learning confidence are the 5 who win. Everyone else is learning that while Cheetos and PlayStation may be unhealthy, at least they've never ganged up on you and said, Jesus Christ, why'd I get glasses here on my team? And like, promoting physical fitness? You're not promoting physical fitness. It's like, oh, hey, you can't make a layup? No, oh, C-, life full of heart disease. There you go. Like, honestly, because like 25% of kids today in this country are obese. 25%. If 25% of kids couldn't read, don't you think we'd ask a little more from our English teachers than show me some hustle? Because, like, I don't know about you, but like, this is how they taught me gym class. It's like they put you on a team with the provincial champions, and then they'd be like, here's the ball, you know the rules, you've got 40 minutes, win. If they taught math class like they taught gym class, you'd get a 5-minute review of addition before being sent to do vector calculus with a bunch of rocket scientists. Like, 2 + 2 = 4. You get the idea. You've got 40 minutes. Put somebody on the moon. And the worst sport in gym class had to be volleyball. I hated volleyball. Because this is how volleying was described to me, right? It's like, okay, Craig, the ball's going to be coming at you. You just want to get under it like this. And then use your fingers and just spring it back. Just spring it back. Okay. Let me see if I get this straight. You want me to get in the path of a projectile and cushion the blow with nothing but the 10 smallest and most useful bones in my body. Okay, but I'm pretty sure I know how this is gonna end. And there's also this move, the bump. Yeah, I tried that once, ended up looking like a 6th grade heroin addict. But I don't know. I was game, so I was getting there ready to volley. I'm like, all right, I'm ready to do this. But I guess there was a third move in volleyball that they didn't tell me about. Called the spike. So I'm sitting there in the perfect position to watch my fingers do this. Right before I feel them and a pound of vein blistering rubber fly into my face. And all I hear is, come on, man, that was right at you. Jesus Christ, why'd I get methadone here on my team? They sent me to the nurse's station to get checked out. And she's like, okay, Craig, gotta make sure there's no brain damage. How many fingers am I holding up? I'm like, 3. She's like, what's 3 × 8? So didn't like math. I didn't like gym class. But I am a big science geek. I love science. I find it fascinating. Yeah, a couple of science geeks. Nice. I was online the other day, and I was just reading this one article, and I was like, scientists link feathered dinosaurs to modern bird. And I was like, oh, that's fascinating. I remember doing that in gym class. And I was like, I can't wait to have a discussion about this. So I scrolled down to the comment section. But then the first one there was, nice try, too bad evolution's bullshit. Like, bullshit. I think that's how you know you're talking to a qualified scientific expert. When they use the word bullshit. Like the 2011 Nobel Prize goes to Truth Crusader 89 for his work in the field of evolution is bullshit. Greatest single scientific accomplishment since electrons are douchebags and gravity can go fuck itself. And again, another science story was like, one of the comments in there was like, oh, I don't know why these NASA scientists waste all their time putting people in space. Why don't they do something useful like cure cancer? Because they're astronauts. Like, oh, yeah, that's why they haven't cured cancer yet. It's not that it's hard. No, there's just not enough unqualified people slugging away at it. Why is the NBA wasting all their time playing basketball? Why don't they do something useful, like win a Stanley Cup? Bunch of gangly giants who can't skate. Yeah, that's what their new game is. I don't know. It's weird. People don't really respect scientists anymore, you know? Like it used to be, back in the 1960s, scientists were like national heroes, right? Like they were the guys putting rockets in space so the Soviets couldn't bomb us from the moon. But now we treat scientists like they're James Bond villains revealing their evil plot, you know? Like, I shall convince the world of global warming, and then with the literally hundreds of dollars I get in government funding, I shall finally be able to hire a grad student. Yeah. all about money. That's why they spend 10 years getting their PhD in climatology and not 8 months getting their real estate license. I'm pretty sure that there's people out there who think that the world is going to end in 2012 who do not believe in global warming. Like, I think that's how bad it is. Like, hey, on one hand, you know, you've got experts who know math and physics and have given up sex to learn these things. Seeing as something we're doing might actually destroy the world. And then on the other hand, the Mayan calendar's running out! Oh no, not that! Listen! Our calendar runs out every year. It's not a big deal. We just start over. The worst, though, is the people who are like, oh, man, I don't believe in Western medicine. I only use ancient Chinese herbal remedies. Yes, because let's take health and drug advice from a time when people lived to be 45 and a culture that brought us the opium wars. You know what's funny? You know who would have loved Western medicine? The ancient Chinese! Yeah, it's like, hey, take this herbal remedy. It'll kill some time while I wait for the antibiotics to kick in. Like, you don't like Western medicine? That's fine. I got lots of great ancient wisdom for you. Like, next time you got a headache, don't bother with the Advil. No, just drill a hole in your skull to let the demons out. Or, hey, next time a cold starts working its way around the office, don't bother washing your hands. No, just find that haggard old widow in accounting and burn that up at a... Western medicine, I believe female literacy causes disease. Guys, my name is Craig Fay. Thank you very much.
Vibes? You know about vibes?
The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
The mood. The mood.
With me.
Tune in every Wednesday from 10 until 11 a.m. while I explore themes, atmospheres, or moods across genres and decades. Whether I'm scoring a scene or doing a genre deep dive, there'll be something for everyone.
I'll give you another tune to help your appetite.
The mood was made
on radio.
CFIC.
The best radio station we've ever heard.
Did you recognize that sound? That's the sound of a healthy, well-cared-for cat. I truly hope you've been lucky enough to hear that sound before. The feral cat population around Kingston and the surrounding areas has grown considerably over the last few years. And thanks to organizations like Kendra's Community Kitties, these feral cats are being fed, medically cared for, spayed, neutered, flea-treated, dewormed, given winter shelters, and placed in loving homes whenever possible.
Hundreds of these special animals have been rescued by Kendra, and many of these wonderful felines are purring right now, safe and healthy.
Wow. But rescuing and rehoming feral cats isn't easy. It requires an enormous amount of time and effort, and there are a few ways you can help.
You can donate to Kendra's Community Kitties on their website, kckitties.com. Even a small amount will help pay for medication, spay and neutering procedures, and food and supplies to keep these felines sheltered and healthy in the cold winters or extreme heat of the summer. Because some of these kitties are not socialized, Kendra has committed herself to provide 22 dishes of food with fresh water every day, 365 days a year, to 6 feral colonies. Food prices have increased significantly, so donations of food and money are always needed. Funding assists with the process of finding homes for these cats as well, as it takes time and money to find the right individual or family to be matched with the right kind of cat. You can become a foster family for our feline friends. Go to kckitties.com and learn how you can care for and love a cat or even a family of kittens until they can be moved into their forever homes. At the colonies, Kendra plants the seeds of trust and socializes the feral felines when she brings them food at the same time each and every single day. So they're more accepting of humans when placed with foster families. But fostering a feral cat is no easy task. Kendra cannot take these cats from the colonies unless there are foster homes willing to commit to help these kitties gain trust with humans.
You can adopt one of these special cats or kittens.
If you've already been thinking of getting a furry friend, reach out to Kendra at kckitties.com and she'll provide you with all the information you need to make this important decision.
Any help you can offer from this community kitties will be tremendously appreciated. Not only by Kendra, but by the lucky feral fullness series cues.
And hey, maybe, just maybe, one day you'll get to hear
Panda say I love you.
Hi, this is Allison Crow, and you are listening to CFRC Kingston 101.9.
My mom came to my house, and she was playing Wii with my son, okay? And she fell in love with this Wii, like fell in love with this thing. Like she was so in love, like she couldn't wait. She's like, Jessup, she was playing all day with my son. She's like, Jessup, she couldn't wait to talk. Jessup, come here. That's how my mom points. She says, it's circle, pullback, and then hip. I swear. Jessup, come here. Come here. Come here. Here. Jessup. I was playing that video game. My mom will never remember what that thing's called. It's called a Wii. You know how easy Wii is? My mom will remember all the other big words to describe it, except for Wii. And it's like an hour of her just that. I was playing with your son the Bichio game. I forget what it's called, the Bichio game, where you play the games. It's manufactured by Nintendo. You mean Wii? Yeah, the Wii. I like that game. It is so much fun, Joseph. It is really good. It's you interact with it, and it really gets my heart going. I get very good exercise from it. I really enjoy it, Joseph. He's like, well, Mom, let's get one for you. Oh, my God, I would like that a lot. So she got one. We got her one, right? So I go visit her. I just visit her. I just discovered my mom is a talker. A talker. Like a person that talks. I had no idea my mom was capable of doing this. We're playing. First of all, I just go to visit her. Okay, she's got the Wii. Okay, this is like a month later after she bought it. And we're sitting on the couch. It's 11 at night. There's nothing on. And my, you know, I'm watching. And my mom's just sitting there. And she's like, Joseph. Yeah. Yeah. She's like, do you want to challenge me to a game of Wii? Yeah, well, all right. She's like, oh, okay, this is going to be fun. Yeah, okay. So she gets up and she puts the game in the console, right? And she only has one game. It's Wii Sport. It's the one that it came with, the free game, right? So she puts it in there and she closes it, right? And then she does it. She goes, Joseph, go ahead and pick one of your games. What sport do you want to play? I don't know, bowling? She goes, oh, that's my favorite. So she picks bowling, and then she selects her character. If you don't have a Wii, you can make your own character. She's made a character. And this character looks just like her. She's got short black hair, glasses, a red turtleneck, a fucking mole. And she goes, Joseph, I made one for you, too. I go, really? She goes, yeah. And I pick it. I pick Joe. And it's just a bald guy. She goes, ha-ha-ha, it looks just like you. So now she's up first, right? She's got the controller in her hand. And she's looking at the screen. She lines up like this. She's lining up. She's lining up like this, looking at the TV. And then she starts walking towards it like this. Boom. And she releases the ball. She does that, just like the pros. And she hits it like this. She goes, bah.
perfect right to left hook. Boom, strike. My mom goes, God damn it. God damn it. Your turn. So I grab the controller. I haven't played in a while. I throw it like this. The ball flies up in the air, hits the lane, goes in the gutter. My mom goes, oh my God, Joseph. Are you retarded? Shut up. So I take the ball again, I throw it. I pick up like six, right? Now it's my mom's turn again, right? And now she's standing like this. She's pretending there's an air vent. My mom really thinks she's in this bowling alley. She grabs the controller again, and she lines up. She walks towards the screen like this. Boom. Perfect right to left hook again. Bam, strike. She claps her hand, powder. What the f***? Where did that come from? My mom goes, Joseph, just choose another game. You're not going to beat me on this one. My average is 245. You have six. Let's reset. Let's start all over again. Choose another game. So I'm like, all right. I was like, I'm thinking to myself, tennis. That's physical. We got to run around tennis. I can outrun this 63-year-old talker. Tennis. That's what I go, Mom, tennis. She goes, that's my second favorite. So now we're both in character. Now my mom's dribbling the ball like this. I'm right next to her like this. I got a headband on. She serves it. Boom! She hits this serve. Smoke is flying out the back of this ball. I swing at it, I miss. I go, what the hell was that? She goes, that's an ace. Read the manual. She serves again. Boom! I hit this one. Bam! She hits it back. No way! I go, oh yeah! She goes, oh no way, Joseph. I go, oh yes, Mom. She goes, get that one. I go, I got it! And she goes, get this one. I go, I got it! And I go, boom! And I hit it again. And then my mom goes, Joseph. I go, what? She goes, slice. She says, slice. The ball barely goes over the net. I start running towards the TV. I dive. The ball flies up in the air. My mom goes, Joseph, game over!
Hey, this is Natalia from the Deers, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9. Keep listening.
Baby, everything is all right. I'm tired out of Because my heart is true, she says.